The board approved a school calendar amendment for the 2024-25 school year by changing the last day of school to a full day instead of an early dismissal day, as 5 snow days plus 2 hours were used. The board approved a $39,130 reimbursement grant for security laminate across the district to reinforce glass windows and doors. They also approved a salary schedule adjustments for classified and certified staff, with the most notable raises going to food service employees. The board adopted policy changes recommended by the Arkansas School Boards Association. The main revision was the approval of an AI policy to regulate the use of artificial intelligence tools. 14 changes were made to certified policies, mostly structural and grammatical, while 17 updates were made to classified policies, including the AI edition. The district will move forward with round 2 of a security grant to upgrade cameras at Pinkston Middle School and Mountain Home Junior High. Pinkston will receive 4 new recorders and increase its cameras from 26 to 64, totaling $38,700. The junior high will expand to 72 cameras from its current 43, with 7 new recorders costing $43,600. While upgrades will not include weapons detection, they will have that capability in the future. The board also approved a banking contract with bidder number 6, as the district's current contract expires March 31st. Additional approvals include budget adjustments based on actual allocations and contract service agreement with Patty Bell for dyslexia intervention, addressing the needs of students requiring extra academic support. The board passed an Act 504 cybersecurity policy, keeping certain procedures confidential to prevent security threats. The technology department will handle most of the policy's implementation. A school choice resolution was approved, remaining unchanged from previous years. The board also approved the sale of the district's Gamalia property for $10,000. The sale covers all expenses, meets fair market value, and the proceeds will go into the general operating fund. During public comments, constituent Tony Chamberlain presented ideas on better engaging the community when proposing a millage for a new high school in the future. This has been Heather Link reporting.